The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, there's going to be snacks aplenty at Vantage Point this Saturday. It is the my new favorite snack competition. $50,000 up for grabs this Saturday, thanks in large part to the Community Foundation of St. Clair County. And Hale Walker is here to tell us all about my new favorite snack. Good morning, Hale.
Good morning, Paul. I was driving to the office today, and I heard you talk about all the exciting things that are happening, you know, right now in St. Clair County. You were right. I drive by the Michigan Mutual building. You've got the roof sit going on. You and I will see each other tonight at Night of Champions. Yeah. You know, and then the Saturday is going to really be exciting with the America's Favorite Snack Competition.
Well, take us back to the beginning of this idea. Where did this come from?
Well, you know, you have heard me say in the past that the Community Foundation does some really unique approaches to things. Yeah. And one of the things that I think is an absolute home run that sounds different is that the Community Foundation doesn't have a long-term strategic plan. Really what we do is just focus on those priority areas. And the priority areas for the last few years has really been economic development in the communities that focuses on downtowns, focuses on small business, entrepreneurs. So when the big give was going on, Duncan Smith with All Star Services brought in a huge package of snack foods to give the volunteers and the people at the Community Foundation. And he mentioned to Randy Myers that these were all Michigan-made products. Well, Paul, you know Randy. Mm-hmm. He is a creative guy.
The wheels started turning right away.
You bet. The wheels started going, and he thought, hey, you know, we can turn this into something. And he got with All Star Services, and they came up with this. He then reached out to the generosity of Donna Neister, Jim Acheson, through the Acheson Foundation. And the minute he mentioned and asked for their support, we got it. We got the Community Foundation, came up with $50,000. And Saturday, we're going to find a winner.
The word went out all across the state to small businesses, those businesses that create food. You know, hey, join this contest, come to Port Huron for the judging. And they responded, didn't they?
They really did in big time. Yeah. It's almost heartbreaking to have these companies come in and not everybody qualify. We've got, you know, 20 qualifiers, but I think there was over 50 companies that stepped in. And, you know, here's my editorial. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if over time this turns into more than just the state of Michigan. This turns into a national competition, because in our doing our homework, we haven't found anywhere in the United States where a competition like this is being done. And so, you know, when you stop into the airports and the hospitals, we all know that snack food, it's more than that Snickers bar that you're pulling out of the machine today. It's sophisticated food.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I'm looking at the list of some of the foods that are going to be available this Saturday to try. And you're right. It's not just cookies and crackers, although there are some really good cookies and crackers, but there's some really unique things.
There really is. And, you know, you talk about the opportunity for those people who are in the contest, and we talk about the money. And the money certainly is a big part of it, and it can make a difference to a small business. But the other thing is the marketing arrangement that they're going to have with All Star Services. Can you imagine the type of support that you're going to get in having them market your product? And so I think that will be a home run also.
So you see this going on beyond this year. This could become an annual event for Port Huron.
I think it will be. And I think the beautiful thing is we've got to think about this. This isn't a St. Clair County, you know, project. This is the entire state of Michigan right now. So I think that it will be. I'll tell you that the goal that we have is that for next year, we're aiming for $100,000 in prize money to be able to hand out. So we're going to be able to get the attention of entrepreneurs who really want to make a difference.
I would think so, absolutely. Now, for those of us that live here locally, we can participate in this on Saturday. Give us some of the details about what goes on Saturday.
So really, you know, don't eat breakfast, because you're going to get some chance to taste all of these. And, you know, you're going to get a wristband for $10. That's going to give you the opportunity to go to all the contestants and try their snack food. And then you're going to be able to vote also. So there is going to be a portion of this where the community gets in and yeah. plays a role in who's the winner.
We all get to try it. The weather's going to be fantastic. What a beautiful day it's going to be down at Vantage Point.
It really will be. I think this whole weekend's going to be wonderful, and there's a lot of great things going on.
So, Hale, do you need to get a wristband ahead of time? Because I have seen that you can purchase it online. Or will they be available at the venue when you get there?
They will be available at the venue.
Okay, so if you're not quite sure what's going on this weekend, hey, let's stop by Vantage Point because there are going to be some great foods to sample. And it sounds like this could be the beginning of something pretty special.
I really think it will be. You know, and you and Radio First really deserve some kudos for what you're doing. You know, I jokingly say I'm going to see you tonight, but you guys are very active in the Night of Champions. You're you know, Radio First is really behind the roof set, so I want to thank you for everything you guys do.
We're happy to have the opportunity to do it because there's a lot going on in this community, and it's really fun to be a part of it. And I can't wait to see all the snack makers on Saturday. I think it's gonna be a fun day.
I will see you there.
All right, see you there. Thanks, Hale Walker with us on WPHM 747 now.